Across the nation, and even in Wyoming, power companies are adding more renewable energy to their systems. That creates new challenges for the electric grid, challenges that this country is just beginning to grapple with. In Denmark, the transition is happening more quickly. By 2030, the country's power system is supposed to be 100% renewable. So already, industry and universities have been trying out potential solutions in the real world, on a test island in the middle of the Baltic Sea. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports.
A lab that could hold the keys to the future of the electricity grid is housed inside a nondescript building on the campus of the Danish Technical University on the outskirts of Copenhagen. When I visited, the power lab was under construction.
We're going in through the back door here because the main door is the construction site at the moment.
Inside, I meet Professor Jakob Ostergaard, who's in charge of the lab.
We are dealing with the future renewable-based energy system and develop different technologies for that.
PowerLab has the largest grid simulator in Europe. There's also a high-voltage lab where researchers can create lightning. But what's arguably the most exciting aspect of the lab is largely invisible.
We are connected with Bornholm.
Bornholm is a little island with about 40,000 people. It's around 100 miles east of Copenhagen, in the middle of the Baltic Sea.
We have direct communication channel to the control room at Østkraft and can monitor exactly the same as they can and actually a bit more.
Østkraft is the island's utility, and it gets a huge share of its electricity from renewables like wind and solar. Not only can researchers at PowerLab monitor the island's grid remotely, but they collect all the data and use it to run advanced simulations, testing what would happen if, say, all the island's solar suddenly went offline. They can also isolate the island from the rest of the Nordic grid and study it as a closed system.
So we can really stress the solutions that are needed to deal with a lot of fluctuating renewables.
In effect, Bornholm ends up playing the role of real-life test lab for the grid of the future. On board the ferry to Bornholm, most people are vacationers, going to golf or hike or sail or just hang out at the beach. It's a folksy scene with Bornholm's unofficial anthem playing over the loudspeakers of the ferry. But high school senior Christopher Kroman lives on Bornholm, and he says energy is definitely something people on the island think about.
Energy is kind of important for most Bornholmians.
Bornholm has an even more ambitious renewables goal than the country as a whole.
2025, we want to have 100% clean energy.
On the island, just down the coastal road from the ferry terminal, is the headquarters for Østkraft, the utility. Anna-Sofia Poulsen works for the company and is also in charge of making that 2025 clean energy vision a reality. I asked her what people in the community think about being guinea pigs for the grid of the future.
I don't think that's how we see ourselves. More like front runners.
Like many other rural areas, not only in Denmark, but in the U.S., Bornholm's traditional industries were extractive, fishing and mining. But the fisheries have all but collapsed, and the mines are no longer profitable. Tourism now dominates the economy. But Poulsen says the islanders want to be more than a postcard backdrop.
A working society with young and old that have things to do.
Bornholm has branded itself as the bright green test island. And Poulsen sees a new green energy economy growing around it.
People want to be part of solutions and not just sitting here in this remote island and waiting for the decline.
A short bus ride from Østkraft is a newly opened hotel and conference center. Part of the new green energy economy. The Green Solution House is not like any hotel you've probably ever been to. Peter Sorensen meets me for a tour.
I'm a chemical engineer.
The Green Solution House is a showroom for cutting-edge green technologies. It needs a chemical engineer to run things like the pyrolysis plant that generates electricity from food scraps, and the algae tanks that convert wastewater to energy. Sorensen says it's also helpful to have someone on staff who can explain how it all works.
We have a lot of guests, which are engineers and architects from all over the world who's coming here to see all the products installed. And they, of course, want to have a discussion with somebody who can speak their language.
Their language in a conversation about how to transform not just an island to a more sustainable place, but a whole country and a whole world. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
This reporting was supported in part by a grant from the Heinrich Böll Foundation.